Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For today, it's what we'll do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Flaxington is here. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a human behavior coach. She's a very important sales expert, sales training expert. She invented the shift model and Five Secrets to Successful Selling, a co-founder of The Collaborative, author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack here, and she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back.
Happy to be here, Jim. You know, it's always my pleasure.
I know. We love having you here, and what a fun we had last week in Boston.
Do your listeners have any idea of the depth of the Brain Trust you have? I was so impressed. I mean, it was just a small sampling and people telling their stories. I was just absolutely wowed.
Let me tell you something, folks. As you are not surprised to hear, Beverly absolutely was on the top of the list there in terms of credentials. But no, we had about 9 folks there. And you guys went around had you go around the room and talk a little bit about what you're working on, a little bit about your background. And I didn't even know some of the stuff that I learned that night. But I mean, you're right. The quality, the credential, the accomplishment of our Brain Trust. I tell my audience, I hope they know this. There's no other show in the world that has the kind of experts lined up like we do, like Beverly Flaxington and Chuck Martin and Tom Issacher and others, that like the other folks that were there. There's no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, Beverly.
It's great. Well, but, you know, I was thinking about it, too, afterwards, Jim. I think one of the struggles that you have when you run a small business is that there's just not enough hours in the day. And
right.
I know for myself, you know, people will ask me, hey, have you read this or did you see this article or, you know, have you been following this? And I think, I wish I had the time to comb through and
right.
find all this information. So honestly, I was thinking, you know, just what a public service you're doing to those of us who run small businesses, because you go out and find this Brain Trust, you find this expertise, you bring it to people, and it saves us having to actually go and be able to stumble on somebody or some information that we need. So,
and you can't beat the price, right?
And I was going to say, Jim, I know we're talking about sales, and I don't mean to sound like I'm doing an infomercial for you, but it's the reality of, you know, the service that you provide.
Well,
and I think so much
that.
The struggle for those of us running our own business, where you, you know, you have a long list of things you want to do, but there's just so many hours in the day you can get it all done.
Well, the main thing, and we talked about this that night, the main thing that my first goal was to provide information to small business owners in a way that they didn't have to, that they could act like they'd known it all along. They sort of get it from us and they didn't have to go and ask someone about that. And so, because a lot of small business owners are reluctant to ask people for something they don't know, because they are afraid it'll make them look uncompetitive. It'll make them look like they don't know something, you know. And when there's nothing wrong with not knowing anything, but what we were hoping, when we started the show 20 years ago, is that we'd be able to get people like you to come on the show and to share some of your ideas. Like you want to talk about today, and why some people are resistant to the idea that they're also in sales.
Yes. So this is something, Jim, that just swims around with me all the time. So as you know, I teach a entrepreneurship class at
right.
a private college here in Boston called Suffolk University. So I have these, you know, young, bright-eyed students every semester, and they are excited. They've got an idea. They want to run their own business. And I just, you know, listen to what they have to say, and their enthusiasm for what they, do and how excited they are about their idea. And I just think about the people that I work with who are, you know, 20, 30, 40 years older than them, who are running their own businesses, who do have a great idea, but who don't know how to generate enough interest. And I don't know about you, Jim, but I just find I'm continually bombarded on LinkedIn by people who want to help me prospect. They want
right.
to help me.
Oh, yeah.
And my response always is, thank you so much, but I don't need any help. I mean, that's what we try to do all the time, right, is grow mm-hmm. the business. And so I just think that it's something we need to look at, because there's a resistance and I think a negativity associated with the idea that we're all, you know, trying to sell something. I mean, mm-hmm. even if it's just an idea to get the investors in your business. So,
well, that's a really good, that's a really important point. And you know, of course, the advantage I have, I started out in sales. I've always been proud to be a salesman. And you know, so I know I've been to the C-suite of someone else's company before, and I am now in my own company. But I still call myself a grizzled old salesman.
And why is it, Jim? How did it get to where, it, you know, I remember somebody giving me a cartoon years ago, because I spent a lot of my career carrying a bag, too, in the investment space. And I remember someone mm-hmm. giving me a cartoon about these guys at a bar, and they're all sitting there, and, you know, what do you do? And the one that basically had no education, no prospects, no background, no nothing, said, well, I'm in sales, because what else am I going to do? And, you know, with all due respect, there I am with my MBA doing pretty well and thinking, you know, why is there such a negative impression of something that, in fact, very few people are extremely skilled at doing it?
Well,
Where does this come from, and how do we shift it, Jim?
Well, the way you shift it, and which is what happened to me, is that I was fortunate enough to work for three organizations, that taught me how to put my best foot forward, the Sears, Xerox, and the United States Army. And, I mean, those three organizations, I was part of those three in the first 10 years of my life, of my career, and they taught me how to do all those things. And I learned how to be a professional, not just a salesman, but a professional salesman. And I think that's the difference. What do you think?
I think it is, because
someone who's trained in the art and the science of selling.
And that's it, Jim, because it's not just, you know, picking up, and this is, I guess, the idea, right? It's not just picking up the phone, or it's not just, you know, going to the neighborhood block party and
right.
you start pitching
it's,
someone.
It's about influencing, isn't it? It's about,
yes.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this some more with somebody who knows all about this, Beverly Flexington, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors. That's one of her books, Self-Talk for a Calmer You. That's another one, Make Your Shift. That's another one. I told you, I can't see over the stack here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.